I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ragtime.
There was already a theme song. There's no need
for that. But I just had to do it again.
Okay.
Come on, let me have my moment before I start bitching.
Okay.
As always, Heather Nicole and Denise again cannot be with us this month. So I think you guys need to send her pics of your bleach anuses. Make her feel special. Let's just round it out.
I also I'd like everyone to know that she has the power to edit this out, and so far I don't think she's edited any requests we've done, so apparently she wants to see this stuff.
Who wouldn't?
Do you think she might edit out bleach assholes?
Why?
Why is it re-bleached?
Well, that's the new thing nowadays. You bleach it. Well, that's what the Mo's are doing.
Okay.
What I hear from the Mo's, that's the new thing.
Okay.
I don't know why you need to bleach it.
I don't know, because like some people's is like brown around it,
when you've been pooping for so long, it gets brown? Like, the tank gets brown?
Some people have, like, pink nipples, some people have brown nipples, so maybe if you have darker nipples,
can you imagine,
have,
like, bleaching your nipples? Can you imagine bleaching your nipples? No. I would think that would hurt. So yeah. Anyway, I think Denise would like to see these. Not anyway, so she couldn't be with us this month, but so send her some love vibes and whatever you guys want to send her.
Bleached assholes. It's that out. So, okay.
So, as always, you know, there's three things that have happened to us that we just need to just get off our chest.
Make me feel better, not explode on society.
And pretty much it's the cheap way, it's a cheap version of therapy.
It really is.
I agree. So I think maybe you might chime in on this. For me, like, the stupid transgender battle is still going on in North Carolina. Like, it's so fucking dumb. I can't.
Well, if you're, like, a rational person, you step back from most things that are happening right now, you would see that, like, it's just a repeat of, like, history over and over again, and that it's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, not, like, whites-only bathroom is just as ridiculous as this. Like, if you look back on that and go, that's ridiculous, why couldn't people all just go to the bathroom?
Right, but the reason I bring it up is because I had lunch with my mom yesterday.
And she's trans?
I'm like, can you imagine? That would explain a lot. It would.
Okay.
I would explain the eyelashes and the hair.
And she was like, fuck trans people, they shouldn't be in the bathroom.
She's like, I don't care, you know, if you're trans. I don't want the perverts dressing like women coming into the dressing rooms or the bathrooms. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Do you think laws are stopping these people from doing these things?
Exactly. I'm like, they've been doing it since the beginning of time. Yeah.
There's a creep is going to come in no matter what you do.
And then I said to my mom, I'm like, men who are now women, they have gone through hormones.
And they look exactly and they like, look you wouldn't like even women. Know.
You, it's like, it's the predators who look like, you know, gross-ass men who still look like men going into the bathroom. Yeah. And, like, you're going to call them out going, you're not supposed to be in here, sir. Plus,
tell me what last time you heard a story about someone being attacked in a bathroom.
Exactly. I can't even think of one. It's people like that that are buying into, you know, the vitriol from Fox News saying, like, well, we don't want those people in our bathrooms because that's just going to open up doors. Blah, 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 blah.
Plus, if it's a women's bathroom, which seems to be the biggest bone of contention, it's like, we are all in stalls.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like there's a urinal, so and what does it matter?
And I'm sorry, do you go wash your hands with your pants around your ankles?
Yeah, or do you kick in someone's stall and be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, what's your birth certificate? It's like, everything, like, was fine at lunch until that happened. And I'm just like,
really?
You know what? And I said to her, I'm like, you don't understand because you're not that.
Yeah.
So, shut up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't tell her shut up. But basically, that's what it came from.
Well, like, it's like, or you see, like, these people who, like, are women. And now they're gonna go in a men's room. That's gonna look stranger.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I wouldn't have known unless, like, like you said, they, like, come out with their dick out on the sink.
Right.
Like, why would you know? Either way, just, I'm going to the bathroom.
You wouldn't. And you do realize that everybody in society is judgmental. And everyone is watching other people. And if you happen to see a woman who looks like a woman go into the man's bathroom, you're going to say, wow, she's either lost or confused, or she's a dirty whore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when, you know, the your husband comes out, you'd be like, did you see that woman in there? Yeah. You didn't look at her tits, did you? It's just like, and then he's going to say, it was a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
We you know, we're very visual people.
Yeah.
And you go by what you look like.
Yeah.
A woman is going to walk into the woman's bathroom. What they do in the stall, she could whip out her dick because she still hasn't fully transitioned yet. But it's like, you're not going to know.
Yes.
And I can guarantee you they're either squatting like a woman or they're sitting down.
Yes.
Like, they're not having their feet turned in as if, like, they're peeing like in a urinal. Exactly. And you're definitely not going to look and see, oh, wow, her high heels are turning the wrong way. What's going on in there? Because that person could be lining the seat. Because, like, I sometimes, like, I stand facing the toilet while I'm lining the seat to go to the bathroom, and then I turn around and do my business.
Yeah.
People are just so fucking dumb. It annoys the shit out of me. And that's why I'm bringing it up, because my mom just annoys the shit out of me. It's like, she lives in South Jersey and lives in her stupid fucking bubble, and she's surrounded by white people that have the same fucking mentality. And it's like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I know.
Get out and look at society.
I know.
Yeah. It's not all black and white, and you are exactly correct when it's, like, back from the 60s, and it's like, white-only bathroom, we don't want them in here. Like, what does it fucking matter?
Yeah, I don't know.
What, do they have, like, you know, radioactive piss or something?
I know. Well, they made fun of on The Daily Show that Trevor Noah was just like, what do, like, white people think? Like, we came in with our poo and slam dunked it? Like, woo, like, spun around, like, yeah!
Yeah, they're probably all jealous if that's what they did. Be like, look at me, 3 points!
Yeah.
Like...
Or at the urinals are jealous.
Yep, true that.
Can't have these black men in here.
Putting us to shame!
Yeah, exactly.
What? Oh, so that's my one. You can go. I need to calm down a bit.
Oh, then maybe I shouldn't do the one we kind of share.
Oh.
People who ask you something that can easily be typed into Google.
Oh! Yes!
And you having to restrain yourself and not yell, just fucking Google it!
Yes. And it could be, like, stupid random things. Stupid random things like how my one friend, God love her, she's like, how far away is that winery? I don't fucking know. I don't live by you. Yeah. I don't know. And the one time I actually sent her a text and I just said, or an email responding back just saying, Google map it.
Yeah, or, like, somebody will be like, oh, is there a Target around here?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like, well, even if I told you there was, you'd probably still look it up on your phone to get directions because you're not going to remember what I tell you how to get there.
Correct.
Because we don't have the attention span anymore.
Correct.
Or, like, why do you ask me that? Like, exactly. Why? Why do you waste my goddamn time?
Has that happened to you?
All the time. I had one friend who all the time, he would literally, we'd be G-chatting, and he'd ask me a question. I'd be like, you just already fucking typed it. Just paste it into Google.
You're already there for talking Gmail.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, seriously. Like, oh my God. It's so dumb.
Yep.
Like, people, I feel like people feel like they're more important than they are, and it's as if they need assistance.
Exactly.
But it's like...
But I just think, like, they just don't even get that they're doing that. I,
like,
don't know.
Just figure it out. Like, exactly. You can easily just figure it out. And most people nowadays do have a smartphone. So instead of, you know... bothering the person next to you.
That's what drives me nuts about my mom's partner. It's just like, she has a fucking iPhone and they're constantly, like, following us when we go somewhere. It's like, just, you already have it. Like, they don't use the phone for its full potential.
Well, maybe she doesn't. Does she not know that it's there? Or she's just too cheap and she doesn't want to use data?
No, I just don't think she knows what to do.
That's amazing.
I know, but they both have iPads, too.
Do they use them?
Yeah. My mom uses it all the time, and it's just like, if I give her my phone, it's like the same technology. She's like, what do I do? It's like, it's the iPad, but tiny.
I don't know. Oh my God, that would drive me nuts.
I know, and every time they come over, they don't know how to use the TV. I have to explain it every time. Like, how to switch stuff from the Xbox to the TV to this.
I think, I
added a topic, sorry.
No, I would, right, but I think it's like the old people mentality. They just want to hit one button and be done.
Yeah.
That's kind of like...
Like, I'm going to print on a laminated sheet, I think. So I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Because I don't know if, you know, downstairs in my house, I have kind of basically the same setup as you, minus my cable's not going into my Xbox.
Yeah.
So basically... So,
like, they have the option to control everything with the Xbox, but they don't have to. They could just use it like their regular TV they have in their own house.
Right.
But yet I have to explain.
But it's just like, it's through the Xbox. What do you mean?
Yeah, and the only thing is, like, if they want to play the DVD for Etta... Then it's like, how do I get back to the TV?
Sorry.
I know.
That would drive me nuts. Old people drive us nuts!
Correct.
Oh, man. All right. Why is it that this one particular weatherman makes it seem like him forecasting the weather is the hardest fucking job in the entire world?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is this? There's a guy, and he looks like a fucking douche. Just looks like he's just, like, all important. He's like, yeah, I'm Lonnie the weatherman.
And he rolls up his sleeves.
He rolls up his sleeves as if, like, man, it's going to be really sunny tomorrow.
What channel is this? It's a New York channel, right?
It would be WCBS.
Okay, yeah. The New York
local. The New York CBS local. And this guy, man, he rolls up his sleeves.
His name's Lonnie.
Lonnie. Ugh. And he even has his own fucking theme song.
Ugh.
So bad. And I kind of want to sing it, but I don't want to sing it because I hate it.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't give him the publicity.
But it's like, why? What? You're telling me the weather that, again, I can either, one, Google.
Yeah.
Or I can just look on my phone. And you know what? You fuck it up all the time anyway.
No one watches it. Yeah, who watches the fucking weather forecast?
No, we watch it in the morning when we're getting ready. Like, when
yeah,
we're
downstairs. Yeah, because it's on. But, it's like, who on. Tunes in for the forecast?
Nobody.
Like, do you go to the weather channel anymore?
And, no,
like,
I
wait
hate
for
the
7 minutes on 7
no,
or
no, because it's shit. It shows me every weather everywhere else, yeah, except for the weather that I need to see. Thanks. Thanks for telling me what's going on in Spokane.
Spokane? I think it's Spokane, but okay.
A Spokane.
All right. It's spooky.
Well, it's like in Veep, they keep arguing about Nevada.
Okay.
Like,
oh, Nevada.
Yeah, it's like Nevada. But I mean, dude, just stand there, point at the green screen, which is the map, and just tell me where the front's coming and when the rain's coming and when it's going to be sunny.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. Stop rolling up your sleeves. It's like, oh man, this is really, man, I have to really track this front.
Yeah, like he's digging, in the mines.
Seriously, he's like, man, this front is just hanging out over Texas. Oh, when is it going to show up in our area? I got to roll up my sleeves. I got to figure out when it's coming. Oh, my brain hurts trying to figure this out. I got to follow this track. It's going to get here on, I think it's going to get here on Wednesday. Oh,
oh
man,
up.
I just passed a really big one. Back to you in the studio, Ken. Like, fuck. You. Fuck you. And here's the thing. You know
what?
You
really hate this girl.
I do. And you know what pisses me off?
If something happens to him, I'm gonna have to turn you in.
Probably after this rant.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But I, like, here's the thing. I don't give enough shits.
To kill him?
About to kill him. You know what? But I won't shed a tear if he dies.
Oh my god. This poor man. No, I'm never gonna.
Oh, feel, please.
Now you're making me feel bad for him.
God, this poor man. He's living large, probably on the Upper West Side.
He's,
you know?
I don't care if he dies.
Please, I don't give a shit. Be like, you know what? Let's put somebody else in there who's better. You've got like four other people that are part of the weather team.
Uh-huh.
None of them have theme songs. None of them. Only you. You're the only important one. That's what drives me crazy. No! There are other people, and there's two females that are on it. You know what? I am, because I hate that fucking song. Because it gets stuck in my head.
You're so angry.
I hate that guy so much.
Well, then I'll talk about a guy I fucking hate.
Yes, here we go. Now let me ask you this. If this guy were to die, would you shed a tear?
No, I wouldn't.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a reason, I think, because he harms society. That's why I wouldn't care.
No. Okay, wow. Now you make me feel bad about,
yeah,
hating,
exactly,
that guy.
But I have a real reason. Okay, anyway. So I'm sick of, like, all this new age BS, like, charlatan crap where people, like, don't, let's not get vaccinated and, you know, do this stupid ritual and you'll be fine, or, like Himalayan sea salt and all this crap. It's just, like,
although Himalayan sea salt is good for
it's
you.
It's shit! But anyway, like, just people, but it's already, if it's one thing, like, you know, like if you want to try something sea salt because it makes you feel better or whatever, do it. But,
it,
like, if
good,
it's hurting someone else in society, like vaccinations and things of that nature, it's ridiculous.
Correct.
So I, like, hate people who, like, push it because, like, you kind of think, like, maybe they're probably not even believing their own shit. They're just, like, raking it in.
You know, this dude.
Like, televangelists.
Right, exactly. Well, look at, what was it? All of them pretty much had extramarital affairs.
Yeah.
And they're standing on the pulpit saying, like, do not have extramarital affairs. Meanwhile, like, 15 minutes later, he's banging his whore.
That's why, like, the internet is an amazing thing, but, like, with every amazing thing comes there's horrible shit along with it.
Yin and yang.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I can't even think of, like, living without the internet anymore, but then, like, it allows these people to, like, convince dumb people and not so dumb people that
Donald Trump.
No. that these things are real. Like, he's supposed to be a nutritionist, and he goes by David Avocado Wolf.
I hate him already. Like, you pretentious asshole. You have to put avocado as your middle name? Fuck you.
He's a spokesman for Nutribullet, so he's got some big cash from that. But, okay, so these are, like, the shit he thinks. Which, a lot of it is just raw plant diet, which isn't bad. So if you, you know, if you're vegan, go for it. Whatever. But he also thinks that mushrooms have an advanced intelligence and consciousness, and that mushroom spores can levitate off the planet, and believes they're trying to get to the center of the sun. They originally came from distant planets and were carried by cosmic winds or meteors into the Earth's atmosphere.
Maybe you believe this after you took mushrooms.
Exactly. I mean,
keep going.
But my favorite's the salt. He says Wolf has stated that salt, rather than gravitational forces, mm-hmm. is responsible for holding water on Earth. The reason why the oceans are salty is that what is needed to hold the water onto the Earth. If that didn't happen, the water would levitate right off Earth. That'd be the end of it. The salt holds it on in the same way it holds it in our bodies.
So
then explain fresh water.
Right. Right.
Because there's other water than the ocean, you moron.
So, when it snows, it should be going upwards.
Or creeks and lakes. Yeah. Just floating around your town.
No one decided to question this guy? Or he must surround himself with yes men. It's got, like George Lucas. That's why the prequels suck.
He thinks static electricity causes the immune system to break down and believes this causes people to get sick in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Deer antler, you should eat that. That's good for you, apparently. It's a cosmic substance. You know what? Everything's a fucking cosmic substance. I am a cosmic substance.
Mm-hmm.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The only thing that he has some going good is that chocolate's a superfood. I'll agree with you
on that. Yeah, it has antioxidants in it. It's like one of the only foods that has like the most antioxidants.
Plus, chocolate's fucking delicious.
It sure is.
Even if it was bad for me.
Pair with a nice red wine?
Yeah.
That's a Saturday night.
Exactly.
What? I hate that guy.
I'm with you on that, avocado.
But man, you your hatred is very, like, subdued and, like, whereas mine is very verbose.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm just slowly keeping it all in and I'll just explode one day. This will be proof.
Oh, God.
This cast.
Oh, God.
Remember that girl in the clock tower? She's my podcast partner.
Like, well, hey, everybody, it's just Heather.
Nicole Servant. 20 to life.
Remember how we like to talk about stupid people? Well, Nicole's not one of them.
Guess what Nicole did? She's a silly goose. She murdered so many people.
Yeah. Starting with that avocado douchebag.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
Oh, man. I am too. Like, I don't give a shit enough. But here's my number three. And this has really irritated me, too. So, and I think a lot of ladies in the workplace can relate. So it was a coworker's, I guess, like, she got a cake because she
was... It was a celebration.
A celebration, yeah. She was getting married. So someone got her cake.
Because it's required in an office that you have to get a cake for everything.
You really do. Which, you know what? I'm not going to knock it. Go ahead and get cake. That's fine. I didn't have to pay for it.
This brings a highlight to my day in this horrible, horrible place.
Like, exactly. Like, are we going to get cake every day?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, please? Mm-hmm. A ray of sunshine?
Yeah.
In this otherwise shitty area. So, normally, you know, the person who is receiving the cake usually is the one that has to, you know...
Cut it up.
That's what you do. Yeah. Well, she was getting bombarded with other people asking her questions about her wedding, whatever. And I'm just standing there. And my two male managers turn to me. They're like, all right, Heather, well, you're a girl. Go ahead.
They literally said you're a
girl? I don't remember at this point. But for the story, they're going to basically say, you're a girl.
Basically, that's
but they basically is. They basically said to me, like, well, Heather, go ahead, go cut it. You have two able hands and arms.
Yeah.
You go fucking cut it. Yeah. You're the ones that organized this. Mm-hmm. It pissed me the fuck off. And then the best was, it's like, why do I have to cut it? This is what kind of, I'm mad at myself, too. I should have just cut one piece and just left the knife there. Yeah. And be like, I'm out. But, you know, like, the person whose party it is has to obviously ceremoniously get the first piece.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there, and I'm about to cut. I'm like, I need someone to help me give out the cake. So I look at the two of them, and they're just standing there, like, basically, just, you might as well just put your dick in your hands.
Yeah.
Because you're useless. You're fucking useless. And then another girl, like, she kind of helped me. But then once she kind of, like, handed out me, I don't know, like, 5 pieces of cake, she walked away.
She's like, yeah, I'm good.
She's like, yeah, I did my part. I worked for this cake. Bye. Bye, Felicia. So at that point, I'm like, I cut up, and some got handed out, and then I was done. I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah. I took my piece, and I said, wow, this is a really good cake. I'm out. So it's like, I think that's the mentality of a lot of men really have that mentality. Like, well, you know, that's women's work.
Yeah.
Cutting a cake and handing it out, you know, that's women's work. They need to serve me.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like, whatever. I can understand, like...
Like, you have the nice handwriting. You write it.
Right. I know, that happened to Sarah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, no, how do you know... Oh, you're Lamaze thing. It's like, how do you know what kind of handwriting I have? You're just assuming that I have nice handwriting
because I'm a girl. Horrible handwriting.
I have shitty handwriting.
Yeah, really bad. Shitty. When I'm writing quickly and I just know it's for me, it's bad.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Sometimes I've looked back at things I've written a couple years ago and I'm just like, what the fuck did I just write there?
And there are times when I write a word, I'm like, wow, that looks really nice. Why can't I sustain this? Why can't this be all the time? You should see now the checks that I write. Because I guess, like, I'm so angry that it's not online. That I have to write a check. That I don't even know what my signature is anymore. I've actually turned into a doctor.
Yeah.
With my signature.
Yeah, you're just like,
this is ridiculous. So yeah, so that shit pisses me off. It's like, don't just assume that I'm here to serve you and do all, like, the womanly duties because it's 1950.
Fuck Preach.
You. Fuck you. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
So this is another one that kind of bothers you, but probably not as much as me because I have to see it way more. Etta's one of her favorite show is Bubble Guppies. Beautiful show. I'm not going to knock the premise of it. Because it teaches kids about preschool and, like, you know, it does, like, you know, it's a very educational show.
It's teaching them to be good people, I guess.
Good, like, people, but they also have, like, yeah, they'll teach you a subject and they have stuff about colors and numbers and all that.
Right.
So, they're bubble guppies, so they're, like, little mermaid people. Mm-hmm. They live under the sea and they have preschool there.
Bubble guppies. There's a bubble
puppy, which is adorable.
Uh-huh.
But there's so much that happens down under that sea.
What happens under that sea, Nicole?
It drives me insane. Now, I know this is a children's cartoon and I'm mental, but I just can't let it go.
I mean, I agree with you.
The first one is the physics underwater that we don't have here. They light fires. They have beaches and lakes already under the ocean. Mm-hmm. You're in water already. How do you have a beach?
The salt's keeping the water there.
Episode where someone or a cat or a dog was stuck in a tree. And they couldn't get it. It's like you're fucking underwater swimming and floating. Just swim up,
and
swim down.
And you have fins. You have swim fins. Swim up, swim down.
Some animals, half animal, like they look here, like a bubble cow.
Okay.
And then it has a mermaid butt.
Okay.
Some animals, like a squirrel, which lives under the ocean.
Squirrel?
Looks like a regular squirrel. Birds. They have birds flying around. Looks like regular birds.
Do they have gills?
No.
They should give them gills.
They're just regular animals. It's like, just don't make this cartoon underwater. How about that?
Yeah, but then it doesn't make sense because if they have mermaid fins, well, they can walk around on
make
land.
Make them something else. Give them bear legs. They're centaurs. I don't know.
This
makes no sense.
Bubble bears?
Bubble bears.
It really doesn't. And then I was bitching to Pauline about it, and she's like, you believe Star Wars? I'm like, that's in another galaxy!
Yeah.
There's fire in that galaxy, gammit.
But spaceships. Like, I don't know. With sci-fi, it's sci-fi. It's
exactly.
I know, yes, it's a children's cartoon, but if you're going to make it an educational children's cartoon, then you're making things confusing. Because now you're making things that don't exist.
But I think maybe we're looking at it as an adult. Like, is Etta, she's two. Is she really thinking, like, oh, that cat, they could just swim up there. Like, she's not really fully comprehending.
Do you know how many toddlers died this year because they thought? No, I'm just kidding.
God. Oh my god. Jesus.
No, she has no clue.
Right.
It drives me nuts.
But no, I agree. So I think we need to get high and watch it. Just like what they did in New Girl.
Alright.
But they weren't high. They were just
sick on the fever. But that's the same thing.
I think that's what we need to do and see if we can see the appeal of it. Although I do like that song. Line up, everybody line up.
Yeah, that's a good one. They go outside.
That's it. But yeah, no, the premise of that being like, there's fires underwater. You are underwater.
I mean, Ed is probably more bothered by the fact that I keep yelling at it. And I go, that doesn't happen underwater. She's just like, shut up.
I'm ready for her to smack you.
Fucking bubble guppies, bitch.
My favorite show. Shut up.
Dispel reality. Just forget it for a second.
Let me escape my reality. My life is so hard.
Bubble guppies.
Come on.
I hate it.
Wow. But I know, we could go on and on. I got a list ready to go. But you know what? I'm going to cap it. I'm good.
Okay.
I feel better.
Good.
I feel good. You feel good?
I do feel good.
Well, let's go get drunk.
I never get over bubble guppies, but I've let a lot of other stuff go.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Unless you want to write a nicely worded email.
I'm not going to go that far. Maybe when I'm like really old.
How about a letter? Why don't you write out a letter in your horrible handwriting? And as you, like, you get, the madder you get, the worse your handwriting is. And before you know, it's going to be, like, big block letters.
Yeah.
I hate this! And it's, like, 25 pages long.
And then another reason I'm being arrested.
Yeah. And then you write another letter apologizing for your first letter.
It doesn't get there in time.
Right. And then before you realize it, you've been banned from whatever, like, bubblegummy convention there is. And now Ed is going to be 10 and want to go to see the Bubble Guppies
live or be something, like, on Bubble Guppies on Ice.
Right. Be like, what's your name? Schultz. You're on the no buppy, bubble guppy C-zone.
Like, ridiculous.
But I sent an apology letter! Did you not get that?
Too late.
Is that what that was? You couldn't read it. I'm just kidding. Oh, Jesus. Well, until next month, everybody. Go get your rag on.
Yeah, hug it out.
Peace!